What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Escape Artist Podcast. This is episode number 2. Once again, recording while driving. I'll probably do some that aren't, while I'm driving, but, you know, it's pretty safe. I can just kind of put my phone on and then it can record, while it's sitting in my lap or whatever. It's not like I got both hands on the wheel and all that, so if anybody's concerned about that, that's what's up. Introduction. My name is Marshall of PlexHop.com, also known as Complex in some hip-hop circles. I make hip-hop music and art. I'm working on my first comic book. And I guess what I'm thinking about today is animation. It's going to be kind of a molding of last week's episode and this week. This is going to be kind of like a journal type of podcast because, you know, I'm trying to figure it out. You know, I'm not the guru with all the answers. You know, a lot of these guys who have art podcasts and comic book podcasts and stuff are, you know, a lot more well-learned than me. You know, they're a lot, in some ways, you know, smarter, I would say, because, you know, they've been doing it for longer, and they've read up on it, and they've studied, and they've got a lot more work out than me, you know, and they tend to say a lot of things that are very interesting that I wouldn't even think of, because, you know, I'm pretty much a novice at least comic book art. And, you know, I've also not been practicing my art as diligently as a lot of these guys. But, you know, disclaimer aside, that's, you know, just a little bit about me. But, you know, I just wanted to basically make the point that I don't consider myself a guru. This will be, probably I'll ask more questions than I'll actually try to answer. I mean, I think I'll probably have some good info for people to learn from, just because that's the nature of process. You know, I'm going to explain my process and people will learn things to, you know, not do from what I'm saying, and they'll learn things to do. Maybe they'll find a few tricks, that things that I just happened to discover. You know, that's cool, man. It's all about just sharing and loving and enjoying doing this art and music and all that. This is primarily an art podcast, but you know, my music and my art pretty much go hand in hand, so you're gonna get a little bit of both. But hopefully it's interesting. You know, I think there's disciplines out there, say like movie making or things like that, you know, that I don't have any aspirations really to make movies, mainly because it's really difficult. You can't just do it on your own. I mean, you can, but, you know, it's tough to get a really great production out of just one person. So, you know, but all I'm saying is that, you know, I love watching process of how people make movies. You know, even with the big productions like Lord of the Rings and stuff, you know, I watch all the extras on the DVDs and stuff for that, and it's really awesome to see how they make the miniatures that are actually, they call them bigatures, because they're actually not life size, but they're way bigger than your average miniature for movies, which that's a whole interesting aspect, and how they make all the costumes and all that stuff's really interesting. And I think it all translates, you know, down to even the acting, especially the acting, you know, acting in movies. Learning about that will help you with your storytelling in comics, or, you know, any visual storytelling that you're doing. So, you know, like I said, if I say stuff about music, I think it is translatable to art, at least when it comes to some of the process and stuff. So hopefully that'll be something of interest to you guys. What I wanted to talk about, like I said, is I've been thinking a lot about animation, but also I think a lot lately about my own voice, my own vision, my own message, because, I listen to a lot of content. I read content. I look at content on the internet and wherever, you know, comic books. And I get so excited to make my own project, you know. I get excited about stuff. And then I sit down to a blank page and it's like, huh, well, what am I doing? You know, what do I want to make? It's, you know, I'm like, I know I want to make comics, but, you know, I guess it's what people call writer's block maybe, but I think, you know, the thing is I listen maybe to too much other people's content, and, you know, then I forget that I have my own opinions, I have my own voice, you know, and I haven't really, you know, practiced it enough to know how to execute it very well necessarily, but that's what I'm learning now, so that's what I'm doing. It's like kind of like how Kevin Cross from ArtandStoryPodcast.com and KevinCross.net. It's kind of how he's talking a lot recently, within the last 6 or so months, about, you know, learning a new style, and finding his voice, you know, through it. And, you know, that's what I'm doing. And it's really interesting to hear his process, because he's moving to the cartoon modern style. And as much, you know, I grew up really liking the detailed stuff in comics. Like, you know, I was a big McFarlane fan, and, you know, granted, all his art wasn't necessarily anatomically correct, or, you know, the details were kind of made up, or, you know, some stuff was kind of cheesy, but, you know, that was kind of what he was known for, was putting, like, a lot of detail into his artwork, even if it was needless, which, you know, it is what it is, but I've always been kind of attracted to work kind of like that, or like other people's who are more detailed, like Jeff Darrow. Like, when I saw some of his art that he did for the concepts of The Matrix, I was blown away, and then I started looking into his comics, and I'm like, holy crap, he's drawing every single nut and bolt on the underside of a car. You know, it's just like, what? But it was fun, it was cool to look at, and, you know, but the problem is with comics, people who tend to do that, a lot of times the comic ends up being more art based than story based. And, you know, I don't know about his comics so much, you know, because I haven't really read them, but I've looked at them, and even if they have a good story, the art is so distracting, you know, that you kind of don't just tend not to pay as much attention to the story. So yeah, that's just a little sidebar there, but, you know, like I said, I've been attracted to more detailed artwork a lot, but I have very little time, and I do love cartoony stuff too, and I'm trying to find, and like I said, this is what I'm learning from, like, Kevin Cross and, you know, the Big Time, Big Illustration Party Time podcast, with Josh Kimball and him, I'm trying to find more efficient ways to do my art. Also Mark Rudolph of markrudolph.com. He's been using Copic markers and Pentel brush pen, and he's found, like, a really cool way to really push out artwork with those two tools especially. You know, he's been pumping out pages like snow tomorrow on his new project. If you know, go to his blog, check it out, it's awesome. And you know, a lot of people I've saw on Twitter and stuff, a lot of people have been getting those same tools and experimenting, and just like them, I also have too, so I guess I'm a follower. But hey, there can't be any leaders if there's no followers, right? But yeah, I follow a lot of people, I'm always learning, you know, I'm not ashamed to be a follower. But I'm also probably an influencer, or, you know, maybe I'm a leader in some ways. But I tend to be the type of person, you know, my DNA is I like to follow and I like to support other people, you know. I don't tend to be the type of person who likes to be the forefront guy who's got all the attention. I'm not really comfortable with attention. Although I am trying to get attention for my art projects and stuff, but you know, even with that, you know, I'm trying to hide behind more of a brand, and it is, my personality is going to come out too, but I'm not going to be, you know, this prideful, arrogant type of dude who's like, you know, oh, look at me, I'm the best, you know. I'm not wired that way, and I have plenty of respect to people who are. We need leaders in this world. But once again, another tyrant, another little sidebar there. But so you know, like I said, I'm not trying to find a style. I think that will emerge. You know, I'm hoping that will emerge as I just keep working on artwork and stuff and projects. But I do have a desire to be as efficient as possible and kind of find that efficient process before I really start getting into illustration work or something like that, because, you know, I think a lot of people spend a lot, you know, they get into being an illustrator, and if their style is very extremely rendered and, you know, they have a lot to their process, then it's kind of hard to really get the work out and focus on getting jobs and stuff. And, you know, I don't want to run into that roadblock because I just don't have the time. You know, I got two jobs and you know, like I said, I got other responsibilities, and I just, you know, when I have time to work, I got to be productive, you know. So that's gonna contribute to my style. Maybe my style won't be so rendered just because of that fact, and so be it. Maybe someday, you know, I'll have some success in this, and it'll lend for me to have more time to do maybe a more rendered style. But I think I'll save those more rendered styles for my own projects, and, you know, for illustration work, I'll try to focus on something a little more efficient and simple, you know, just to be more productive. So that's kind of part of what I've been thinking. And also, you know, just I mentioned in the last podcast that listening to music kind of has quieted down some of the voices. You know, turning off the podcast and listening to some music has been inspirational. It brings me back to my roots, because I also am very much into hip-hop. You know, I'm pretty much addicted to hip-hop, and I have a few other kind of things in my playlist, but, you know, mostly it's hip-hop, you know, and the other things are kind of a little break from the hip-hop, but it generally is going to be some hip-hop music, and I love making it. I love every aspect of every element of it, the breakdancing, the beatboxing, the turntablism, all that stuff. I'm totally into all that stuff. The graffiti, which you'll see with my new project Glyph was coming out. So, but, you know, so listening to music definitely helps me to focus more on what my vision is, what my voice is. You know, reading things I'm interested in, history things, you know, some religious stuff, because, you know, I do have a faith that's very, very strong to me, and, you know, that kind of stuff helps. And yeah, so basically, the thing is I want to find my own voice, and I need to have, you know, I don't think you can really, you can put out work, but it'll seem a little empty if you don't have some sort of vision or some sort of theme or message. And that's what I've been struggling a little bit with. I mean, I do have things that I really want to say in my stuff, but I fall out of touch with that when I listen to too much other content. And of course, those things that are kind of helping me center back to my own vision are, of course, consuming even more content. So it is what it is. But, you know, that plus, you know, I seem to be more focused on my vision and message when I'm sometimes at work, you know, because, you know, I'm working a lot with my hands, and, you know, especially my night job, you know, I don't have to really think too much about what I'm doing. You know, I'm cleaning things, you know, and it gives me a chance to really focus on what I really want to do. And one of the things that I've noticed, you know, within the last few days, within the last week, is, well, I got my tax return back recently, and I didn't even think about this, but I've wanted the Toon Boom program for a long time, but I just was like, oh, well, I can't afford it, so it's just not going to happen for a while. But I looked around on the internet since I got the tax return back, and I didn't want to pay the full, like, $200, $300 to, you can even pay, like, $1,000 for the Pro Animate version. But I didn't want to pay that much, you know, as much as I like to support things that are awesome. I just, you know, I can't be just spending money left and right because things are tight. But, you know, I was hoping to find something cheap, so I just looked around to see if there's something cheap on Amazon. And lo and behold, on Amazon, I found they had Toon Boom Studio for $80-something. And even that was a little expensive, but they also had, I don't know how it works, but I guess they're connected to, like, Tiger Direct and some of these other sites. And I found through that there was some for like $69 on Tiger Direct. So I was like, oh wow, you know, I should be able to afford that now that I have, you know, this tax return. I'm trying to put most of it to bills, but, you know, hey, why not take this a little bit of this money and get something that I can produce what I really have been interested in producing for a long time with it, because there's no really good open source animation programs, 2D animation programs that I've seen, I'm primarily interested in 2D. I'm not really interested in modeling and 3D imaging and stuff like that. So I bought that. I ended up buying the Toon Boom Studio version 5. So I'm excited about that. And what happened was I've been listening to more music, like I said, and man, you know, from these artists that I listen to, there's so much imagery within, like, every verse, you know, a lot of people's verses. You know, I listen to underground hip-hop, so it's a lot more creative. It's not like your average, you know, stuff that's on the radio, the thuggin' and the, you know, the sexual innuendos, and they're not even innuendos anymore. It's basically, like, audio porn. I mean, it's ridiculous. You know, not that I'm against sex or something. Definitely not against that, but, you know, it's just surface, it's just, you know, shallow. They're playing on people's, you know, they're playing on people's desires or whatever, you know, and they're not really creating something that's timeless. You know, a lot of the music today, you know, on the radio is like that, especially in the hip-hop genre. They're just trying to make money. All right, so yeah, music videos, that's what I've been, definitely interested in, at least as something to practice animation on. I don't know what I want to do, where necessarily I want to go with animation and how far I want to take it. It's a huge process, something I know almost, I wouldn't say nothing about, but very little about. And I think what I'm going to do is actually probably buy Raul. I can't even say his name, but the dude from Man vs. Art, Raul. I can never remember how to say his last name. But he, you know, is, you know, check out his podcast, Man vs. Art podcast, or manversusart.com, I think it is. Go check him out. It's definitely one of the best, definitely one of the better art podcasts out there, I would say. So, he has a DVD. I mean, I'm not sure exactly what it is, but I'm pretty sure I remember him talking about he's got a DVD that he created about, you know, animation process and stuff. He's, you know, a pro. He's a vet in the industry to a certain extent. He's, I guess he's worked in Disney and I think Pixar and stuff like that. He's worked doing basically every aspect of animation of the process that you can work in. He's done. So I'm definitely interested in checking out his DVD, and hopefully that'll give me a good jump start to figuring out my own process for animation. And I'll be talking more about that as time goes on. I think after this comic, my next project will be at least some small animation things, just to learn and stuff. I'd like to try to get into a little bit of that, and I'd like to get into some even simpler mini comics, because this one's more of a full production. It's almost like an actual comic. It's going to be about 16 pages. I think one page has, 4, 5, 6, 7 panels on it. That's the most I have, but on a page. But that's a lot for a little mini comic. It's kind of a more robust mini comic project, at least definitely for me. I mean, there's stuff out there that's like one panel and a caption, you know, per page. Stuff probably even more simple than that. You know, I've seen people make little sketch mini comics where it's just a bunch of sketches they did, you know, within a month of time or something. And those are awesome, you know, and I'd like to get some of those smaller projects out too. So I'll probably do some of that, but I want to focus a little bit on animation. It's one of my passions, comics being probably more predominant, but animation is right up there. And hip-hop music, just music in general, is the other one that's a big passion. And like I said before, you know, it seems like anything creative I see, I want to do it, but I'm trying to, you know, not get focused on too many other things. Like, I could easily get into children's book type stuff, or, you know, a lot of other things, but I want to stick with a few and try not to overextend myself, especially since I only have minute periods of time that I can work on this stuff for now. But that's what I'm looking towards. Like I said, listening to music and getting into the animation stuff, that's been driving my voice, me finding my message and my voice and my vision. I have a bunch of things I have in mind of maybe how I'll put that to use. And, you know, also Jim Lujan, I think it's Ghettomation.net or Ghettomation.com, I can't remember, but his stuff is been really inspiring to me. Also, he puts out these DVDs and seems to sell out of them pretty quickly, relatively quickly, and that's pretty awesome. And, you know, it'd be a long time before I get to anywhere near the catalog he's got, but I think it'd be cool to have maybe a bunch of music videos and maybe some animated shorts and stuff on my YouTube page. And once I get 20 or so, you know, start putting them into DVD sets, kind of like Jim Lujan's done, and, you know, see how that works. You know, I'm not trying to copy him. My style's going to be way different than his, you know, but it's definitely inspirational, and I definitely recommend you go check his stuff out. It's kind of like, it's his own version of like a Beavis and Butthead type of thing, but it's different stories with different characters all the time, and It's got a lot of cool references and a lot of just funny things that he puts in these comics, in these little mini Ghettomation episodes or whatever you call them, and definitely something fun to watch. He pumps them out pretty quick. Sometimes he'll get like one or two out in a month, and it's like, holy crap, I mean, this is animation, you don't just get two out in a month. But, definitely check his stuff out. A little bit more about, you know, finding the voice and stuff is some things I've been thinking about with my animations is I'm thinking about how I'll do it. And, I want to, I want to be efficient. I want to be able to knock these things out in a somewhat efficient manner. But I don't want to be like stick figure drawings either. You know, I want it to be cool drawings. And one thing that's been a real inspiration is this weekend I was listening to or watching Voltron, the old, like, literally the first 5 episodes of Voltron, and wow, man, I was just, like, so inspired by that, because it's really, I never knew it, like, because Voltron is so awesome, like, I haven't watched it since I was a kid, and I think the thing that's impressive is that it's more detailed than your average cartoon, but at the same time, it's limited animation. You know, there's a lot of parts where, you know, you see, like, a faraway shot and they're talking, you know, which is kind of one thing that, you know, limited animation does. It tries to get away from doing, it seems like it tries to get away from doing, like, lip-syncing too much. I mean, there's definitely lip-sync in there, but it's funny. I actually think it'd be funny to do, like, a parody where every time somebody's talking, their back's turned or something to the camera, or it's always, like, this one shot or whatever. But the thing with Voltron that's interesting is it's, like I said, it's a little more detailed than your normal cartoon, but there's a lot of stills and a lot of panning and a lot of different things they do with the camera to make it interesting, even though nothing's even moving on the screen. But it works, you know, for the story. You know, the storytelling is there, and that's what's important. And then there are definitely parts where, you know, there's some really good movement, and it's cool because it's like, it's a little more detailed, but it's really sketchy. I never realized how sketchy some of the moving parts in the cartoon are. But I like sketchy styles. I like messy styles, even with my hip-hop music. Like, Wu-Tang Clan is one of my favorite groups, and their stuff is... you know, when you listen to the first album, the beats are just, like, it's crazy. Like, it's the same drums, like, in every single beat. It's just doom, doom, ch, doom, doom, ch, like that. Like, that's it. Like, that's the beat. There's not even hi-hats in a lot of the beats. And, like, just that's just the drums. And then the samples are just, like, they all go together, but they're, like, you could tell he was sitting there at the board just randomly, like, putting the sounds in with the fader and stuff, like... And just, like, these odd sounds just everywhere. And it's, like, it's one of my favorite albums ever. And the energy of the delivery of the lyrics are just amazing. And, you know, I haven't really loved a Wu-Tang album since their first album. It was just gritty and raw. Their newer stuff is more polished. And, you know, I don't know why I like that style so much. But, you know, you would think, oh, you know... with people's art, you know, maybe they're being, you know, cutting corners and they're being lazy, and hey, that's maybe part of it too, but, you know, I tend to have a more sketchy, rough style, but it literally is an aesthetic that I really enjoy. Like, I love it. I don't know why. I've always loved that gritty kind of, aesthetic, that's kind of sketchy. I mean, I love more polished stuff too, but maybe because, you know, I'm still kind of new at some of this stuff, maybe that's why I'm attracted more to it. I don't know. But I do want my stuff to have a professional quality, but at the same time, I do like that rough style. So that was really inspirational when I saw the Voltron episodes that did that. And it was, like, more sketchy when it comes to the action moves and stuff. Also, they have, like, really cool monsters, you know, just really creative monsters in there, and, you know, just the whole concept of the Voltron and the lions coming together, and, you know, it's funny, the storytelling is great, but, Jersey Droz, from, comicsaregreat.com, he was talking on the Supreme, Art and Story Supreme podcast recently about how, some people... kind of get down on some of the old animations because they say they don't hold up, you know. He was actually specifically talking about Voltron, which is what made me go check it out. But, you know, the stories, and I can see what the person's saying. Yeah, there are some major holes, major, like, I guess, shortcuts, if you look at them that way, or maybe just jumps in believability, you know, it in the story. But like Jersey was saying, you know, I mean, this is for kids, and it's imaginative, and these kids, they love that kind of stuff. I loved it growing up, and it's less about believability when you're a kid and more about just imagination and just joy of, like, the big monsters and the fun stuff. And but the story still comes across, and there's still a theme there, and there's still a moral to the story. And, you know, I really like what Jersey said about the imagination, you know, it letting your imagination basically run wild, and not being inhibited by trying to make every, you know, close every continuity loop and close every, you know, explain everything so that it's believable, you know. It's fiction, you know, or nonfiction, or I always forget which one's which. See, that's why I'm not as smart as these guys. but, you know, it's not real life. It's cartoons, and it's for enjoyment and entertainment. Getting hung up on that stuff is silly, you know. And if you're going to get hung up on that stuff, don't diss this stuff, you know. Go and watch, you know, some Law and Order or some stupid law shows on TV. I mean, I can watch that and be entertained, but, you know, I like to be a kid, you know, I like to be imaginative. I have never lost that imaginative part of me that wonders and thinks about things that I don't understand. And I think that's important to keep that, you know, alive. And I mean, as artists, especially people who are creators, you know, that's silly if you let that go, you know. Even in more serious work, I mean, you got to make jumps in believability. It's not going to be a perfect science. I mean, Spider-Man is one of the best, one of the most well-known, you know, stories and comic books. And, you know, I mean, a radioactive spider bites him and he gets superpowers? Are you kidding me? If you get bit by a radioactive spider, if it affects you at all, it's probably going to slowly kill you. I mean, you don't get superpowers from this stuff. You don't get superpowers from gamma rays. You get death. You know, I mean, that's what would happen in real life. I mean, that's why it's fun. That's why it's entertaining, because it's imaginative. And I'm totally 100% on board with the stuff like Jersey was saying. And it's an escape, which brings us, I guess, full circle back to the whole idea of the Escape Artist, you know, podcast. It's about being an escape, and it's about expressing things that are maybe beyond us, or expressing the potential of what we can be as humans, or, you know, heroes, you know, are inspirations to kind of be a better person in general. And, you know, that comes down to another Supreme podcast that Jersey put out. But, you know, I mentioned so many podcasts that it's crazy. But I guess what I'm saying is finding your own voice, finding your own message, your own vision. Part of it is consuming content. And it's not that you consume the content and you go regurgitate that and parrot that out, you know, exactly as you consumed it. It's you take the bits and pieces that connect with you, you know, with what you think and what you believe and what you feel, you know, and then you kind of put your own flavor on it, you know. And I guess that's what I'm working through, you know, right now. And so like I was saying with the animation, some of the ideas I was having was I'd like to be more detailed in some ways, but in some ways simple too. So what I've been thinking about actually for a long time is I think what I might do is kind of especially starting out, a limited animation style, but I think I'll have moments where even if it's just the turn of a head or a blink of an eye, where it'll be really detailed. And contrast back and forth from the simple to the detailed. And I don't know, I think that'll be interesting. And I always put a lot of contrast in anything I do, or I try to, because, you know, I took this design class one time, and they said that contrast is one of the visual principles that creates, you know, a lot of appeal, you know. It really draws the eye in an image, is the contrasting aspects of it. And so I took that to heart, I guess, you know, and I try to put as much contrast in different ways. You know, you can do it with detailed to simple styles, or you can do it from non-color to color, or you can do it from big to small to create scale, or, you know, there's a lot of ways you can create contrast, dark to light, you know, in an image or in a production that will draw people's eyes in. And not that I'm doing it just for that, but that's what I like in pieces, you know, and I'm doing it for me more than anything. You know, with an audience somewhat in mind, you know, but I think it's more centered on what I like, and I hope other people like some of the things that I like too. And, you know, I'm doing it for the love of it, you know, still. Maybe if I'm hoping to turn some of this love into living, making money. But you know, that's not where it's from originally. So you know, that's what I'm thinking right now. That's what I've been thinking about a lot. So and I'm hoping to make my escape, but for now I'm escaping through these projects. And that's what this art, a big part of it, is about. And you know, I love creating stuff, and I can't wait to make more stuff. And, you know, that's what I want to do with my time, even though it is work. You know, sometimes I almost don't want to do it because it is tough, but I really just love it, and I have a passion for it. So that's what I'm thinking. And, you know, let me know what you think about some of these things. I'd love to hear your feedback. Come to plexhop.com. That's my website, and there's the podcast section. You click on that, click on Escape Artist, and you'll find it. I'll probably get the URL, escapeartistpodcast.com or something like that, so that it'll be even easier to find my stuff. But it's right there on my site. It's very easy to find. So this is the second episode. Hopefully by then it'll be out on iTunes. I submitted it about 3 or 4 days ago, so we'll see. Thanks for listening. Like I said, stop by, comment, subscribe through the RSS feed if you like, or just listen until the iTunes is up. And you know, until next week, I'll be seeing you guys. All right, so thanks for listening. God bless. Peace out.